Financial Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic financial advice.
It's 8:48 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. We checked out your favorites. Miss Gideon and Gaza with Home. And then we checked out Nasty C with Strings and Bling. Shekwan?
So time for us to get right into Financial Breakfast. Now, this is where we serve up some practical money tips to help you make smart, confident choices with your money, right? And right now we're going to hear from our trusted financial expert, that is Juliana Veribi. And let's just see what she has in store for us today, man. What can we take away and apply to our own financial situations?
Let's see.
Good morning, and today's topic is going to be on saving for your first 100K. This is mostly for my low income earners to my medium income earners. I do have different programs for different income earners, but today I'm going to share mm-hmm. the one that I have for my middle income earners to my lower income earners. Three steps to getting there. But before we do that, let's quickly get into our disclaimer. I am in no way representing any company. I am solely here as a licensed financial advisor, sharing my expertise that I have gathered over the years. Okay, here are the three steps, and the aim is building upwards. Remember, yeah. Savings is like a muscle. You need to exercise it, and the more you exercise it, the more it grows, the more it strengthens, the more it becomes a habit. So we are going to take steps into getting there, because 100K for my medium to lower class earners is not something that you can save overnight. So we are going to take the steps that we need to take so that we can get there, and the step is building upwards. So we're going to take the first year. The first year you save 10K. How you're going to achieve this is you're going to open up a unit trust or a savings pocket, preferably at the insurance provider that you prefer or banking institution that you prefer. And secondly, you're going to save $800 per month. By December, you should have $9,600 that you have saved from your own savings, and your compound interest then will get you to the 10K that is desired. Once you have this 10K, you then either start a business with this 10K, or you pay off debts with this 10K, or you then keep on saving if none of the above is applicable. So it's either you start a business so that it help you save or increase towards your savings, or you pay off debts so that whatever you were paying towards those debts can then be contributed towards your next year of saving, because your next year of savings is more challenging because now you have to save for 50K. So it's the 10K prepares you for saving for a 50K. Okay, so your first year is down and you have saved your 10K. You have made your decision whether to start a business or keep on saving or pay off debts, whatever the case might be. So your second year, with the aim is to save for 50K. The aim to save for 50K, you need to put down $4,000 per month to get to 50K. But this is now being helped. This is being helped by your business and also your portion. So here it's either your portion is $1,500 from your salary or $2,000 from your salary, and the other should come then from your business or the bills or the payments that you were making, then that needs. So the aim is $4,000 for 50K the next year. And so it goes. If you decided to then continue saving, meaning you have a head start of 10K, then your savings towards a 50K the following year is only $3,200 or $3,000. And your compound interest then accumulates the interest to get to your aim, which is 50K. Okay, you are at 50K. Either you start a second business, build the current business that you have, or you continue saving, pay off debts so that that money can then help you save 400K. And ding, 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 we're in our third year and we're saving towards 100K. 3 years down the line, we are saving towards 300K. This is an achievement for savers. This is a big one. Okay, let's go. If you have a $50,000 head start, you then continue saving $4,000 for the next 12 months to get to your 100K goal. If you then use this 50K to do one of the above, and now you have to save 400K from nothing, that means you then have to save $8,000 to get to that 100k per month. And when you save your first 100k, you then realize so much is attainable, so much can be done when you saved. When you have saved your first 100k, you can then now easily go into investments, knowing that you've got a safety net, knowing that there is that 100k that is just sitting there, and you have exercised your muscle, knowing that you know the importance of money, you have put respect on money, you are not using it carelessly. And now the tip of the day is, in these 3 years, please have already an emergency fund set aside. This savings challenge is not your emergency fund. This is savings challenge to get to 100k. So please have an emergency fund savings set aside for any emergencies within this 3 year period, so that the money does not need to come from this. It is difficult. I do know that. I am a living witness that this is a difficult challenge, but you can do it. Just put your money, manage your money correctly, so that you can do this. So you put aside emergency savings elsewhere, and this challenge is elsewhere. So if you would like more information on this, and you'd like to see how you can set this up and get it going, kindly call me on 0816448286. As it is from me, it's over. Bye.
Thank you so much, Juliana. Practical, it can be done. I think it's just the thought that would scare me. Like, can I actually do it? But then you realize that we sometimes even make more money than that. So you can definitely also commit to saving it.
All right, cool. Thank you so much, also, Juliana. This will be up on our website in a few minutes.
Financial Breakfast, every Monday at 8:50 a.m.